love showing off my island and where I'm from. And if I can do that on a bigger scale and mix and mingle with other people and other cultures and teach them a little something from my part of the world, I would love to do that.
Let's go.
Hi, guys. This is Julius Seth Jackson, and you're listening to Dane on WGN.
Oh, what's your life, man?
720 WGN. It is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio in Chicago. And on the line with us now is a former Olympian and one of the top-rated super middleweights in the world, training as we speak out in Big Bear for his next fight. But he's also trained in the culinary arts. You've seen him on Cooking Channel at some of the best hotels and top restaurants in the Virgin Islands where he calls home. It is one and only Julius the Chef Jackson. Julius, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dane. Thank you for having me, man.
Now, on the cooking side and the chef side, people say that they're kind of drawn to it. It's in their blood. They can't imagine themselves doing anything else. And here you are doing the cooking thing at a really high level as well. But boxing, right, that's in your DNA.
Yeah, exactly. I guess I got a little bit of both in me, so I just do both at the same time.
Well, how do you have that balance? Because it is the kind of thing that you have to find time for. We mentioned in the intro that you're actually training and being a boxer. And granted, it's a window, right? You could be a chef for the whole rest of your life, but there's this window where you can really achieve all that you can in boxing at the highest level.
Right, right. Very true. And, you know, cooking is very, you know, dynamic. There's a lot of fields you can enter into, and a lot of them can allow you to, you know, create your own schedule. So I help with a partner in a catering company at home. And I can do that when I'm at home and when on my downtime, whenever I'm free. So it works that way. And while I'm training and then in camp, I cook as well. I cook for myself. I cook for a lot of the guys, too. You know, I can cook great, healthy dishes, so it works. It works for me.
You know, we mentioned there, 3 years old, 3-4 years old, your dad, of course, Julian the Hawk Jackson, just amazing, one of the greatest punchers of all time. You know that. I've seen the films. You grew up with it all. So he was getting you into boxing at a very early age along with your brothers. But as far as the cooking thing, like, when did that bug bite you?
Yeah, that happened around that time, too. I was just the kid that really liked to eat. You know, I had a hard time waiting for food to be finished. So one time I just asked my mom, I was like, Mom, look, I want to learn how to do this because you kind of take too long. And she allowed me to help her in the kitchen from young. And I fell in love with just providing. You know, I cooked for my brothers and sisters one time, and I fell in love with it, just being able to provide them something that they need and that is good for them. So I fell in love with that feeling. Stuck with it ever since.
Well, representing the Virgin Islands on the boxing side for sure, but also on the culinary side as well. And some of those dishes that I think that were featured on Cooking Channel, you got the coal pot. But I've been to St. Croix a couple times and covered and judged the St. Croix Food and Wine Experience. And so I love like the Callaloo and the Fungi. Are you sharing any of those dishes like with people all around the country as you travel and fight?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. A lot of people always ask, you know, what we do well in the Virgin Islands, and soups are huge for us. This is the Kalu, which is one of my favorites. And, all over the world. And, you know, I've also, you know, done the stewed chicken on the Cooking Channel, like you said.
Right.
And I also did some coconut shrimp on the Food Network, which is great. That was, I also have a great coconut shrimp recipe. And, I love sharing that, my culture, with everybody all over the world.
Now, when it comes to boxing, there's a lot of intimidation of your opponents, or you try to come up with catchy, kind of cool and tough-sounding names. But you're Julius the Chef Jackson. Was there any thought process? Did your dad or any of your representation, your manager, or even some of your sparring partners say, like, you got to get a tougher nickname?
No, man. They're the ones that actually, like, were like, that's it. That's got to be it. Like, that's the only thing we can call you. You know, I graduated from culinary school in 2008, and I qualified for the Olympics at the same time, at that time. So they were like, that's what we have to call you.
Now, Julius, there's so many superstitions based around boxing and the training, certainly the eating and the regimen and everything that you're supposed to do and not to do. And the focus, at least from the stuff that we see as fans, is always got to be there. At that time, like when you're, you know, training for the Olympics, which is absolutely huge, and then also, I mean, culinary school is not easy either. Was there any kind of conflicts where people said, hey, you got to pick one and go with it? You can't do them both at once.
Yeah, a lot of people said that to me. But my dad, who's been in the sport and has reached the top of the sport, he was like, no, you can do both. Because I was like, Dad, I'm going to come home and I'll just, so I can finish culinary school later. He's like, no, you can do it. Just do both. Toughest time of my life, though. I didn't sleep much, you know, training, going to class, and working at the same time. It was tough, but my dad pushed me to do it, and I did it, and we qualified. So it's doable. It can be done.
Now, with your dad being such a big kind of ambassador for the Virgin Islands and certainly in the sport that you guys have both chosen and are excelling at, do you ever see that that's one of the things that you're going to be able to do? I know with you know, some of our good friends on the chef side to the State Department chef's program, where the whole idea is that there's so much that we have in common with other cultures based around food. You know, it's the kind of thing that's a universal language that everybody can speak. Do you see that as something that you'd like to do down the road? I'm sure you're doing a little bit of it now, but as your cooking career and maybe your food television career kind of takes off, that you'll be that ambassador for your home?
Yeah, I think so. I would love to do that. It's something that I really love to do. I love showing off my island and where I'm from. And if I can do that on a bigger scale and mix and mingle with other people and other cultures and teach them a little something from my part of the world, I would love to do that. So hopefully, yeah. Hopefully we can do that in the future.
And of course, your dad is one of the stars of the sport of boxing, and you're getting there as well. But is there any stars in the food world that you're excited that you've gotten a chance to? Katie Lee, I just saw her down at South Beach and interviewed her about some of the new shows that she's doing. And of course, Andrew Zimmern had been out in St. Croix and highlighted some of those foods on his program as well. But as you're doing things with Food Network and Cooking Channel, are there cool people that you enjoyed working with or people you'd like to meet?
Yeah, so far, Katie, I've worked with Katie Lee twice now, and she's awesome, so nice. She does great food, and she's really calm and mellow. I like that about her. So we've done some good work together. Also, Jeff Morrow.
I know Jeff very well. He's from Chicago.
Yeah, he is. And we actually did a competition on my last filming with the Food Network. We had a coconut shrimp eating competition with our boxing gloves on.
I'm sure you had a distinct advantage, right? I mean, you had to win that.
Yeah, I did. I did win, but he was tough. He's a tough competitor. Funny guy, too.
Yes, he absolutely is. Well, I'm going to be talking with, in just a little bit, Duff Goldman has been a longtime friend and is also like a big fight fan. So he's going to be excited when I get a chance to tell him that I talked with you. So as things go forward, what are the kind of things that people can look forward to? Obviously, you're training for the upcoming fight, and you're training with one of the best in the business, the middleweight champ.
Yeah. Right now I'm in California training with Gennady Golovkin. Everybody calls him Triple G. He's the top-rated middleweight right now. He's actually one of the hardest punchers in boxing right now, too. Him and my dad are very similar in what they do. So it's a great experience, and getting ready for my fight, too. Have a date in the works right now. Nothing's set in stone yet, so just staying fit and staying ready. And I'm also getting ready to go to St. Croix to be a judge at the Food and Wine Experience.
Oh. And share with the listeners, if you can, like, what is your favorite thing about that event? I mean, it is so unique. I've been there a couple times covering it as media, judging it, and of course, doing so many different interviews. People like Sam Choi, he's one of the best chefs in the world. And it's just a great event.
Yeah. The greatest thing about it is that you just get so many people to come to the island and experience island food. That doesn't happen often in the Caribbean. That doesn't happen often. So this is a very unique competition and unique experience. So I'm just glad to be part of it and be with these great chefs and you know, share my culture with them. So it's going to be beautiful. I think it's going to be a great event.
Well, and that's really an important point that you made, because that isn't something that you see. I've covered, you know, events all over the country, you know, Aspen Classic, New York City, Sobe, you know, all of those, Napa. But mostly you'll get these chefs that will come from all over the place, and amazing chefs, but they'll bring whatever it is that they do to the event. But you're right. For St. Croix and for that event, you really do get a taste of the local foods, the local culture, the local restaurants, and those local chefs, of which you're one.
Yes, it's very true. I love it. I love it for that. So this is actually my first time being a part of the event. I've heard of the event and wanted to go a few times and didn't get to. My schedule didn't allow me. So this is the first time I actually did part of it. So I'm excited. Super excited.
Do you have to, like, hold off on anything because of your training schedule, or just or are you just going to do whatever you can and just enjoy it all as much as possible?
Yeah, I mean, I can't eat everything that I want to. You know, I guess I got to keep an eye on my weight, but I don't have a solidified date yet, so I can be a little wary. I can try and explore a little bit. So
you need to be able to do that, right, as a cultural ambassador for the Virgin Islands, being able to share all of those things, not only making all those things, but being able to share those things, not only in the ring, but also on Food Network Cooking Channel in so many different places around the country as well. So, Julius, the chef, Jackson, where can people catch up with you, keep up with you, and find out about all your adventures, whether it's in the ring or in the kitchen?
Well, I'm on all social media outlets, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. Just search Julius the Chef or Julius the Chef 1 on all of them. And I also have a website, juliusthechef.com, and you can find me on there with updates and news, and you can follow me. I also do recipe. I let people into some of my secrets on my Snapchat, so you guys can follow me on the Snap and learn some of my recipes. So.
Nice. All right, so you can get on the Snapchat and see some of the secrets, and of course, keep up with Julius online as well as in the ring. And so, Julius, good luck in everything that you do. Good luck at Taste of St. Croix and the St. Croix Food and Wine Experience. Good luck in the ring next time we see you there, and thanks so much for being in WGN.
Thank you so much, Dane. It was a pleasure. Thank you.